USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The CDC released updated guidance for vaccinated children heading to summer camp this week, saying that those kids and staff who are fully vaccinated don't need to mask up. But for those who haven't gotten a shot, or for those too young to get one yet, the agency still recommends that they take preventative strategies. The agency says that masks generally don't need to be worn outdoors, but are still recommended for the unvaccinated and kids under 12 when in indoor situations. And the United States is monitoring the movements of two Iranian warships that may be heading for Venezuela. Politico reporting that the pair of vessels, a frigate and a ship being used as a forward base, are being watched by U.S. intelligence officials as they appear to be heading for the Cape of Good Hope at the southern tip of Africa. Their final destination, still unknown. Ties between those two nations have strengthened in recent years, with Iran one of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro's few remaining close allies. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to SonsOfLibertyCBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Earlier this week, the Department of Homeland Security formally banned the separating of families who illegally enter into the country. In a memo to agents, Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Troy Miller officially ended the policy, with exceptions for national security issues. The move is being seen as an attempt by the Biden administration to reverse another Trump-era policy. But what will be the effect of the ban on the southern border? Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton believes things will only get worse. He tells Newsmax TV that banning family separations will only act as another incentive for human traffickers like the cartels.
This administration has created incentives for people to come here. They've created an incentive for the cartel to go recruit people, because the cartel charges every person that comes across this border up to $8,000. Actually, the average is $8,000. Some are charged more. So they're creating an incentive for more people to come across the border. And this policy is no different. They'll just come with children now. And they'll be allowed to come in, and people will know the rules and how to get in.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thousands are evacuating as a Central African volcano continues to erupt. Wendy King reports.
Thousands of residents have evacuated from the Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern city of Goma under threat from another eruption of Mount Nyiragongo volcano. The Congolese government has ordered up to 400,000 people to evacuate from the capital of North Kivu province. The volcano erupted a week ago. That eruption, which happened on May 22nd, killed over 30 people, and the Goma Volcanic Observatory is warning that there's a risk of a new eruption. After a 4.9 magnitude earthquake in the wake of the first eruption, geologists now believe that Nyiragongo may vent again. The volcanic eruption and earthquake have threatened an already vulnerable population in eastern Democratic Republic of Congo. 33% of the population is severely food insecure. The Nyiragongo volcano is one of the largest in the world. Last week's eruption was the last large one since a 2002 eruption killed 250 people. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And one American soccer player made history Saturday while helping his team become champions of Europe. Chelsea defeated Manchester City in an all-England final of the UEFA Champions League 1-0 for their second-ever Champions League title. Chelsea midfielder Christian Pulisic became the first American to play in a Champions League final when he came off the bench in the second half of the game. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.